His Other Lover, written by Lucy Dawson and read by Georgia Maguire. I'm so tired by the time I get back into bed that I don't know where to put myself. I've reached a level of exhaustion where the room is swimming slightly and it feels a little like I'm walking on enormous lumps of cotton wool. Sliding noiselessly under the duvet next to Pete, I sink gratefully down into the warmth and finally close my eyes. I've been crying so much it's as if I've sandpapered them red raw. They ache on the inside. I almost brained myself a second ago, creeping back into our bedroom and trying not to disturb Pete. Unfortunately, I tripped over a picture frame that we haven't got round to hanging back up after the break-in and stubbed my toe on the edge of the bed. It really hurt and made me yelp, but he didn't wake up. Earlier, we were lying in bed talking before we went to sleep. Well, before Pete went to sleep. He was remarking on how much damage the burglars had done in such a comparatively short space of time, probably mere minutes. I didn't say much to that, and misinterpreting my silence, he reached out and squeezed my hand in what I think was meant to be a reassuring, I'm here sort of way. Then he started to snore. I haven't found it so easy. Even now, when I'm desperately tired, I can't get comfy. I can't switch off. Scrunching my eyes a little tighter, I try to breathe deeply, focusing on emptying my head of horrible thoughts, but I can't. My brain is still blindly buzzing, like a bee trapped in a bottle. Eventually, I tried to think about something happy and relaxing instead. A picture of my mum, my sister and me having a picnic on a beach pops into my head. God, life was simple as a child. I think about us just skipping around on the sand, laughing, and Mum watching us happily, but then thinking about Mum makes me want to cry again. I want to get up now and ring her, confess everything, so someone knows what I've done. But I can imagine her pity and horror, her saying, "Oh, you poor, poor little thing. I'll be there just as soon as I can." But that would ruin her holiday, and she so needs this break. I know that I won't tell her. Not tonight. Not tomorrow. Apart from anything else, it'd make it all real.